Hello, and welcome back to Dealing with Multiple Immune Deficiency. Sorry, it's been a minute since I've been here. I have a lot been going on with me. My illness have gotten worse, and I'm coping with it with the best way I can. Sorry about the noise in the background. That is my oxygen. I'm on the oxygen now pretty much every day. The coughing is really bad, and really bad at night and sometime during the day. I'm just getting over pneumonia. It's very difficult for me right now. You know, I still have a positive attitude about my life and what I'm going through, but finding out that I only got one function lung, it's been really hard on me to grasp. I've been a little depressed. And I talked to my doctor, and they put me on some medication for 2 months to see what that helped. And so far, I'm not as depressed as I were. I'm getting back into doing things that I'm able to do. I can't walk that far. A couple of months ago, right after I had my surgery done on my hand, I fell down my stairs. And now I'm having issues with my left side, my hip area. It's swollen, very tender, and my right knee is swollen. I know the weather have been changing here where I'm at, and excuse me, it's been raining a lot, and that's a trigger for me, and the coldness also for my RA. So I've been having issues. Excuse me. I've been having issues with that. Also with my joints and stuff aching. I have not been able to sleep as comfortable as I would like, because I'm in so much pain. I think I get maybe 3 to 4 hours of sleep a night now. And I should be getting at least 12 hours of sleep. But with all the pain that I'm going through right now, and like I said, I'm just getting over pneumonia, it's been really difficult this month for me and the end of last month. And this year is almost over. And I'm looking forward to going into 2024. But I just got to get over this hurdle that I'm going through right now. And I know that, you know, the back condition is not going to get any better. It's just going to get worse. And I'm trying to put that in perspective for me and for my family, you know, to continue to do what I do. It's been really hard. Normally, during the Christmas holiday, I do all my decoration and everything right after Thanksgiving. Well, actually, on Thanksgiving Day, that's when I started decorating for Christmas. And this year, I wasn't able to do that. I was, so far, I haven't been able to get my tree up and decorate my balcony. And I made a wreath for my front door. But I haven't really finished everything else that I normally do. I normally have lights everywhere in the house, decorating the inside of the house, and hanging the stockings and stuff. I haven't got there yet. I say, you know, I'm getting over the pneumonia, and with the hip hurting as much as it does, I can't stand that long. I can't walk that far. And I have not been able to really cook meals like I used to for my family. And it used to just be me and my daughter. And now my son and his family have moved in with us, so we all live together now. So it's more people that I have to cook for, you know, because I know most people know that, you know, a lot of young people, they'd rather eat out than cook a home cooked meal. And I don't like eating out that much. I'd rather cook my food myself because I know what I'm putting in it. And I know what I'm putting in my body was good for me. And by me being on this Mediterranean lifestyle of eating, you know, I'd rather prepare my own food. But some days I'm not able to do that. So I have now, when I get have the energy, I do meal prep. So I freeze it and put it in my deep freezer. So what if I need something cooked, it's already prepared. And I have instructions on it. All you have to do is just stick it in the oven. And those are for like days that I'm not able or don't have the energy or strength to, you know, actually do these things. Because sometimes I'm not able to get out of bed now. And it bothers me. I have not been able to get to church. And these past two Sundays, last time I was at church, I was sitting. It was the first Sunday of this month, and I was in church, and I was listening to members giving a testimony, and I just had a start off coughing. And I thought it was just one little cough and it was going to go away. But it got to the point where I was coughing till I couldn't breathe. And I had my portable oxygen with me. And I went and sat in the lobby and put it on because I did not want it to disturb the members while they was giving a testimony. And my portable doesn't last long because before they increased my oxygen liters, I was doing 3 liters, so my portable would last for about 2 hours. And now I'm on 5 liters, and it only lasts for maybe an hour or 45 minutes. So I talked to my pulmonologist and I told him that, can he put in for me a new one? I have been seeing a lot of new ones. They've been advertising on TV, and I talked to my insurance company to see would they cover it, though they do cover it. And they have one that lasts, have the battery pack to it, and they have to change our battery pack because mine doesn't have that. So they last for 12 hours. So he says he's going to put in for that. Excuse me. I'm sorry. I'm just yarning because, like I said, I have not been able to sleep. And I've been trying to get this recording out to you guys. But every time I try to do it and I go back and listen to it, it's not clear. So I'm hoping this one come out clear so I can be able to post it. And I know, you know, doing Mercury retrograde, electronics and stuff doesn't work very well. Communications and stuff like that doesn't work really well. And we into a Mercury retrograde into the 1st of July. I mean, January of 2024. So I'm hoping that this one turns out so I can get it out to you guys. I say, you know, I have taken all the antibiotics that they had me on for the pneumonia. And I have maybe 16, 17 more antidepressants to take, and I'll be done for the month, for my 2 months on that. But with this weather been changing here, it's be hot one day, and then you wake up the next morning, it's 40 degrees. Like this morning, I got up, it was like 41 degrees outside. And the highs we're going to have today is 54. That's normal for North Florida winter weather. But it's been raining a lot. This week, past weekend, it was nonstop rain. And my body was really in a bad way because I was hurting so bad, I couldn't even enjoy family time with my kids, you know, and my grandson. We was, you know, watching movies, you know, Christmas movies and stuff, you know, and just hanging out, you know. And I was, you know, hurting really bad. And it's all started Friday. It was my daughter-in-law's birthday, and with each one of my kids, I always fix them a special birthday dinner. And she had requested that she wanted homemade sushi, and, you know, and tempura and stuff, and miso soup. And I fixed all that for her, and we was having a good time. And that Saturday morning, I woke up, my hip was swollen, and it's still swollen. So I went to the doctor yesterday, and they said I got some of the tendons that, you know, how it holds, you know, your joints and stuff in place. Well, my muscles on that tendons and stuff on that side is inflamed. It's torn. So he's setting me up. My internal medicine is setting me up to go and see a specialist about that. And hopefully that they can tell me something. Because the shots that they, you know, they give you for pain and stuff, those doesn't work on me anymore. because he gave me what I call them cocktails. Because when I go, if they get so bad, I go to the emergency room, they give me a cocktail that a mixture of different pain meds. And so my internal medicine gave me one. And this morning, I'm back to the same way. And that was yesterday when I got that shot in my hip, so, and in my knee. So there, I'm still hurting. And it should have kicked in, you know. It's worked for at least, like he said, it should work for at least 5 days. And it wore off already, so it's not working. And I called this morning and left a message with his answering service to tell him, you know, to have them to call me when they get into the office and let him know that the shot had worn off. And I'm in more pain. I used to use the lidocaine patches, and those are not working anymore. So the medication, pain medication, is not working for me. I don't know if they're going to have to go back and start me on what I used to be on when I first got diagnosed. Before the state took over and changed, you know, what, how you get, what type of meds you can get. And now, because I know I have had my last two doses of my chemo for this year, and I'm grateful and thankful for that. And then in 6 months, I'll go back and start all over again. But when I went for my chemo, my doctor, he looked at me. He said, "You haven't been sleeping." I'm like, "No, I have not been sleeping." He said, I can see it in your face. You look tired." I said, "I am. I'm tired and I'm hurting." And I was swollen, and the medication, the chemo had worn off. So he gave me the same dosage that he gave me the last 6 months, and plus the pre-meds that he normally gave me. He gave me an extra one to help me sleep the 5 hours that I was there for my treatment. And they draw labs and check my iron level and potassium, and all that was good. And you know, and I'm happy about that, because that means I don't have to get no more iron infusions, no I went brain fart. potassium, you know. And I'm happy about that. That was a good upbeat. But, you know, when I was getting the chemo, I did get some decent sleep, because after it was over, I came home and I went back to sleep. So it actually, whatever he gave me, you know, along with my pre-meds, before they give you your chemo, they normally give you pre-meds. But it helped, because I was able to sleep. And normally after I get my chemo, I have a lot of energy. But I didn't have a lot of energy on these last two. And the, you know, like this, I know the reason why, because I mean, with my lung problem, is triggering other problems, you know, and that's hard, you know, when you used to be so active and moving, you know, doing stuff. And it's hard for me, because I'm a very active person. I'm always constantly doing something, you know, creating something, you know, rearranging, you know. That's just who I am, you know, gardening, you know, with my plants. I have not had the energy to do none of that, you know, and this is something that I normally do every day, you know, and I have not been in that mindset of being able to do what I love to do, because my body is not letting me. It's telling me, it's shutting down, you know, and I sit and I think and I pray, you know, and I just say, you know what, I just leave it in your hands, God. I just leave it in your hands. Whatever you have planned for me, I just leave it in your hands. Because there's no way for me to try to fight myself and force myself to do something when I know I'm not capable of doing it. And that's not doing my body any good when I'm forcing myself to do things. And I'm learning that, because I used to just push myself to do no matter what, no matter how I was feeling, I would push myself. But now I can't do that, because the pulmonary fibrosis is not letting me do it. The pulmonary hypertension is not going to let me do it. I end up having to get me a smart watch to monitor my heart rate, because my heart rate hadn't got to the point where it's, I can hear my heart beating. And my pulmonologist was, you know, that's something, you know, I have to be careful about. I can't overexert myself, because you only got one lung function, and we have to keep an eye on that. And then I end up with pneumonia, and that, you know, one lung. Excuse me. So, I'm definitely trying my best to slow down and just sit. And I pray and I ask for guidance and help. You know, because I know I'm not the only one that's suffering with this, you know, with lupus, rheumatoid arthritis, whatever illness you have. I know we all suffer. And trying to get through the holidays with a smile on my face, sometimes I just want to cry. You know, I sit and I count my blessings, and I'm grateful and thankful for all the blessings that I have and all the ones that are coming. I am grateful and thankful for those. But like I said, sometimes it's very overwhelming, because I look at it like this. When I got divorced from my second husband, and it was just me and my kids again, and I had to work 3 jobs to be able to pay the light bill, the phone bill, the rent, the cable, the car insurance, because my car was paid for. So I worked part-time jobs, 2 part-time jobs, and a full-time, just to get by. and did not know that I was damaging my body, my system. It was not like I wasn't eating, because I still took care of home, took care of my kids. I would take them to school, pick them up, have dinner with them, get change, and go to my second job. When I get out from the second job, I would go back home, check on my kids, change clothes, and go to my third job. And when I got out from that one, I would go home and go to bed and get right back up at 6 o'clock and get them ready and get them off to school and start my day over. And the doctor told me I worked myself sick. And I tell anyone, if you don't have to work those many jobs, don't. Because eventually it will catch up with you. And mine did. It caught up with me to the point of I'm totally disabled. And when I became disabled, when able to work, when my work was comp was gone, I didn't know what I was going to do. Didn't have no type of income coming in. And it was hard trying to keep a smile on my face, to keep my kids from thinking worry is we okay. I would talk to them and let them know what was going on. Never hid anything from them, because I wanted them to understand that we're going to be okay. You know, it's just we hit a hurdle, but we're going to be okay. So, and I look at it now the same way. I'm hitting a hurdle right now. It's another part that I have to go through. And I'm going through that now. And once I get past this, it's going to be okay. Because I'm getting my perspective back and realizing I know that it's not going to get better. It's going to get worse. But by me knowing this, and I know this, but actually hearing it, that you're got to go on the transplant list. That's an eye opener. This is really to the point that I can die now, you know. But I pray and ask God every day, every night, to just keep me around so I can see my grandson grow up and graduate and get his family. Because I'm very grateful and thankful that he was able to let me see my children grow up, to see my son get his family. And I am so grateful for all that. And when people say, you know, children that come from a one-parent home turn out, you know, not the best, they wrong. Because my two kids are the best. You know, and they always want to label African Americans that, you know, they're never going to turn out to be nothing. But they're wrong. Because by me being a single mom, I raised two kids. with the help of my Heavenly Father and my church members. You know, and I'm grateful and thankful for that. I am so grateful and thankful that I had the nerves and courage to start a podcast, to start a YouTube channel. I'm grateful for all of those things. I know I have not been consistently doing and posting like I should, but my help had limited me. I have worked and tried to get everything going, but my health will not let me do certain things at certain times. And just like this morning, I am forcing myself to do this now before I have another coughing spell that, you know, or I just say, forget it. I don't want to do it. I'm not going to do it. And I enjoy doing this. You know, like I say, I'm not here to give anybody no advice. I'm just here to share my life, how I deal with things and what I'm going through. Because I'm going through a lot. And it looks like it getting more and more. You know, every year, every 2 years, it's a lot. It's something that's happening. And I'm thinking that I'm prepared for that, but I'm not. And I have to realize that sometimes you just have to go with the flow and accept what you can do and what you cannot do. And try not to let people make you feel bad about what you are doing. I have had people criticize me about what I do, and I have had people to laugh, you know, and tease, you know, but that's okay. But if my word can just reach someone and help them through what they're going through, I'm okay. I know I have done what I wanted to do. I just want to share a lady that's going through so much illness and still fighting. Yes, sometimes I feel like giving up, but when that doubt come in my head, I have to shake it away. I have to meditate on it and to get that kind of mindset away from me. Because if I do keep that kind of mindset, I know what it'll do for me. My illness will take me away from here faster than anything. Because when you're down and depressed and pity, that's not good for your illness also. And I had to remind myself of that. And that's the reason why I talked to my doctor. Because the first time I had talked to my doctor about it, when I first got diagnosed, they committed me. So when I talked to my internal medicine doctor this time, and I asked her, like, I just want to talk to you as a patient to a doctor. I'm not looking to be locked away nowhere, because I'm not suicidal or anything. I'm just a little depressed. Is there anything you can do to help me with that, other than trying to lock me away from my family? And he looked at me, he's like, I wouldn't do that. He said, I can put you on some medication for 2 months to see would that help. And if that doesn't help, we'll come up with another solution. Now, I can go with that. But, you know, like I said, I've been taking the medication almost 2 months now, and it seems to help. And if I get to that point that it's, you know, it come back again, I will call my insurance company and talk to a therapist. You know, because sometimes you have to vent, you know, have someone to listen to you. And if you ever get in that position like that, check to see, do your insurance cover therapy? Talk to someone. Don't get to that point, that low point, to where you want to hurt yourself or hurt someone. Because I can guarantee you, they will lock you away. But you don't want that. If the medication is not working, if the medication is not making you feel right, talk to your doctors and tell them. Make notations and let them know, look, this is not working for me. Can you give me something else? I'm not ashamed to tell my doctor, okay, that medicine you gave me, it doesn't work. So we need to try something else. You know, so I say, this is how I deal with my everyday life and problems. Because life is too short to not to enjoy it. You know, and I want to be able to enjoy life to the fullest. You know, and before my sister passed away 3 years ago, she made me promise her that I would do something for myself on my 60th birthday. So I have been thinking about that. I don't know what I'm going to do yet, but I have been thinking about it. My other sister that lives in Illinois, she wanted me to come there. And I told her, you know, I don't do cold weather. It's freezing cold there. Y'all likely have a snowstorm. The last time I went to visit her was a year ago. It was in February. And when I stepped off the airplane, I knew I wasn't in Florida anymore. It was freezing cold. And they had about 12 inches of snow. And the whole time I was there, I was in the house. I didn't go anywhere. My family members came to see me. I'm not leaving the house. It's too cold. My body, when it wasn't adapt for that type of weather. Yes, I grew up in Illinois, but I've been living in Florida for 27 years. So my blood is not as thick as it used to be. It's very thin. So it's like I told, I don't think I'm gonna be able to do that one. I don't know what I'm gonna do yet, but I figure it out. But I'm gonna keep that promise to her that I would do something on my 60th birthday. And yeah, I'm gonna do it. Whatever it is, I'm gonna do it, and it's gonna be for me. It's gonna be what I wanna do. You know, if the Lord's willing and my help, let me. I'm gonna do something other than not doing nothing at all, like I have been doing all these years. I never ever celebrate my birthday. And my daughter always baked me a cake for my birthday. So I don't, like I said, you know, it's going to be difficult. This, you know, December is always a difficult time for me anyway, because my mom, when I call her my mom, because she's the lady that raised me, my grandmother, she passed away on Christmas Eve. So this time of the year is always sad for me. And this Christmas Eve be 40 years for her. And it still hurts. And the day that we laid her to rest was on my birthday, 4 days after Christmas. So when that, after that, I stopped celebrating my birthday. But my sister made me promise, when you turn 60, before she died, celebrate your 60th birthday. So I am gonna do that. I don't know, I might go live on YouTube for my 60th birthday, and I might just come back here live for my 60th. I don't know yet. But I just wanted to let you guys know that I'm still here. I'm struggling. I'm trying to get better with my health. But like I said, you know, if things are not working for you, or you need to talk to someone, talk to your doctor and ask them to point you in the right direction. Give you, try different medication, because there's a lot of medications out there now, you know, for the lupus, for the scleroderma, the rheumatoid arthritis, fibromyalgia, you know, because my neurologist put me on this medication for my nerves that was firing in my neck. I still have the neck problem. It's not as bad. The medication helps. That's the pill that I have to take every day at 5 o'clock, but it helps. I notice it have been helping, and it actually works for fibromyalgia. I have not had no fibromyalgia flare-up since I've been taking the medication. So like I said, just talk to your doctors and see, you know, there are medicines out there that will help you. We just have to find the right one and find the right doctor that will sit and listen to you, instead of talking to you, listen to you, for they can not sit there and look through you, and then when you get through talking, then they go back and tell you, start talking about what this can't be happening. No, those kind of doctors I stay away from. So I just, you know, want all of you all to know, take your health seriously. If you can, change your doctor. A lot of places now here in the States, I know they was doing it. You know, enrollment, new insurance enrollment. If you're not satisfied with the doctor you got, find you another one. But, you know, I'm looking for me a rheumatologist still, but I have an internal medicine doctor, so he can still give me my rheumatology, prescribe me my medicine that I'm taking for my rheumatoid arthritis still, you know. So if you can, get your internal medicine doctor, especially if you have autoimmune diseases, any kind of, you know, make sure you got a doctor that's cover those fields. You know, because like I said, me and my last rheumatologist, it didn't work out. And I'm like, okay. But in 2024, I will be looking up for me a new one. Because, you know, I still need to see a rheumatologist. Because, like, with my hip and knees, I need to go to a rheumatologist. Yes, internal medicine can see, check it, and everything. But a rheumatologist that actually specializes in joints and pain, you know, muscles, excuse me, they can tell me more. But for right now, I'm going to stick with my internal medicine doctor and my chemo doctor and my neurologist. I'm going to keep those. We all working together. You know. And just have a safe Christmas. And I want to thank you all again, all the listeners that listen to my podcast. I am very grateful and thankful to you all. And the ones that share, I am very grateful and thankful. Because I got my wrap up for the year for podcast. And I'm so grateful. I did not know I was reaching those many people. And that's what makes me want to continue to do what I do. I have thought about it just canceling and stop doing podcasts and YouTube. But something keeps telling me, keep going. Somebody needs to hear what you have to say. So I'm going to keep doing it. You know, I had this one lady to ask me. She said, oh, why you do this? You think you're going to go viral? And I'm not doing this to go viral, ma'am. I'm doing this to help people. You know, to give them an understanding of, yes, I understand what you're going through. I sympathize with you, what you're going through, because I'm going through something as similar as you. You know, all of us don't have the same illness and everything. We all have different illness, but I understand that. I do understand. And I'm going to leave this with you guys. And I hope it come out so I can be able to post it. I wish you all a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And I'm looking forward to being with you guys in 2024. Starting my new season 4 with you all. Namaste.